still passionate. Please don't mistake my passion for arrogance. Very, very passionate about my recovery, because I wasn't passionate about my recovery until I became passionate about my recovery. And I don't realize how self-centered I am until I realize how God-centered I am not. So I go to rehab, and I spend the whole month of December there, and I spend my time on the relapse machine called a phone, and no one comes to visit me on Sunday, and everybody hates me, and no one wants to bring me presents. Something magical happened, though. Yeah, something magical happened to me sitting in that treatment facility. I met my first sponsor there. I love you, Choke. And every year that you celebrate an anniversary, I get grateful again that you said yes. You said yes. You're so patient with me. Super patient. You know, and immediately, right, I was tossed into the center of the pack and the herd concept, and I was forced into service. You can make the coffee and you can show up here at 5 o'clock. I'm going to pick you up. Okay, maybe not those exact words, but pretty close, yeah? Pretty close. And I stayed, right? I had two options as well getting out of treatment, and one was to go home to Kauai, and one was to stay and move into a clean and sober house. And in all honesty, I wanted to go home and be junior counselor and fix the world. But my friend who was sitting with me in that room that day, and we were asked that simple question, really simple question, what you gonna do now? And my friend who was sitting there looked at me and he said, you know, Dee, the hardest decision is usually the right one. And so I stayed. And I moved into that clean and sober house, and I was tossed into service, and I was tossed into the middle of that herd. And started working some steps in my life. And I don't know what you guys was doing here. I really didn't. I don't know. 12-step fellowship on Kauai wasn't really something that everybody was rah-rah about. It just wasn't something that I knew about. And so I also lied about being in a relationship. And let me just put it out there, right? No sense lie to your sponsors, because they already know. Yeah. No sense I bring my weak Okole game to some strong Okole players. And so I did that, yeah, boy meets girl on AA campus. Took Brada hostage. He probably took me hostage, whatever. You know, I don't see your baggage behind you. You just look good. I'm lazy, and I need company. So, yeah, it was convenient for 8 years of my life. It was only eight. Stop it. So, you know, that first year, and thank you, God, I only have one sobriety date. Thank you, God, for the gift of desperation. And I don't know, my story is a trip. My story is a trip, at least I think so. But God is much smarter than I am, so grateful for God's plan in my life. So within the first year of sobriety, like, a lot happened. A lot happened for me, and that was almost 21 years ago, you know, and I have bird brain, so I remember, like, little tidbits of it. And something clutch had happened. I remember coming home one day. I don't know where we were coming from, and it doesn't matter. Remember coming home one day, and there were sheriffs sitting in my driveway. And we roll into the driveway. The sheriffs clarified who I was, and I said, yes, I am she. And I proceeded to get arrested that day for theft in the second degree. Like, what? It was like almost 6 months sober or something like that. Something like that. Who knows? It doesn't really matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. What matters is right now. So I proceeded to get arrested, right, and it took me to cell block in Honolulu in those amazing bracelets. Yeah, you guys ever worn those heavy, nice silver bracelets and the anklets to match with the chain in the middle and you clanging and everybody can see and hear you? Yeah, I had that experience too. So we roll it.